Masechet Nedarim Perches Mishnehe. Ad Haksamim, Ad Sheyiyu Haksamim, Ad Sheteved Rabiashni. Somebody who makes a neder not to drink wine, Ad Haksamim or Ad Sheyiyu Haksamim. It is only usher for him to drink wine until the beginning of the second rain, as there are three periods of rain in Eretz Yisrael. And since he said Geshamim in plural, he is referring to the second rain, which starts from Chav Gimel B'mar Chedvin. So therefore, as soon as it starts raining after Chav Gimel B'mar Chedvin, it is mutter for him to drink wine. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, anytime somebody says Ad Sheyehe on something that takes an undetermined amount of time, it is only usher for him until the beginning. And since the Geshamim come down for an undetermined amount of time, it is only usher for him to drink wine until the beginning of the second rain. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Ad Sheyegia Zmana Sharevia. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it is only usher for him to drink wine until the time of the second rain, even if it hadn't rained yet. Since this is the time of the second rain, it is mutter for him already to drink wine, as he only has in mind to usher on himself until the Zman of the Revi'. Ad sheyifzeku gishamim, ad sheyetze nisan kulo, divrei Rabbi Meir. If he makes the neder not to drink wine until the rain stops, then it is usher for him to drink wine until the end of Nisan, according to Rabbi Meir, and that is the end of the rain season. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ad sheyavor ha-Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says it is usher for him to drink wine only until the end of Pesach, as the end of Pesach is the end of the rain season. Koinem yayin she'eni toem hashana. Somebody who makes a neder offering on himself like a korban from tasting wine that year, nis'abra hashana, asur ba uvi ibur. And after he makes a neder, the chachamim were ma'abra the year they made a second ador, it is asur for him from drinking wine that year, and he also can't drink wine in the chodesh ha'ibor, in the second ador, that is also part of the shana. Ad rosh ador, ad rosh ador harisha. Somebody who makes a neder that he won't drink wine until the beginning of Adar, even though the Chachamim were already Ma'abed Hashanah at the time of the neder, it is only usher for him to drink wine until the beginning of the first Adar. Ad Sof Adar, Ad Sof Adar Harisha. If he says he won't drink wine until the end of Adar, it is only usher for him to drink wine until the end of the first Adar, but he can drink wine during the second Adar. Other Rishonim have a different girsa. They are Goreth Ad Sof Ador Hasheni, that it would be usher for him to drink wine until the end of the second Ador, as they hold that both Adarim are like one big month. So therefore, if he says Ad Sof Ador, it is usher for him to drink wine until the end of the second Ador. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Koinem Yayin She'eni Toem Ad Sheyehe HaPesach, Eino Usher Ela Ad Leo HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says somebody who asks on himself like a korban that he won't drink wine ad sheyehe ha-Pesach, it is only usher for him to drink wine until the night of Pesach, but on the first night of Pesach he is allowed to drink wine, as he only intended to asker on himself from drinking wine until the time that everybody drinking yayin, which is Leil Pesach. Even though we had earlier that somebody who ushers on himself something, Ad Sheyehe HaPesach, it is usher until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's only by other Nedarim, not by Yayin. And since everybody is drinking Yayin on Leil Pesach, certainly he did not have a mind to ushers on himself from drinking Yayin until the end of Pesach. So therefore, it is mutter for him to drink the Arba Kosos on Leil Pesach. Masechet Nedarim Perches Mishnah Vav. Amar Koinem Basar She'eni Toem Ad Sheyehe HaTzom. Somebody who says, I'm ushering on myself like a korban from eating meat until the fast, meaning Yom HaKippurim, Eino usher ela ad leile hatzom. It is only usher for him to eat meat until the eve of the fast, meaning by the Suda Masekes and Erev Yom HaKippurim, it would be mutter for him to eat meat. Shalom niskavein zeh ela ad shash sederach b'nei adam lechol basar. He only intended to usher on himself from eating meat until the time that people are knowing to eat meat, meaning Erev Yom HaKippurim, it is a minute to eat meat, as there is a mitzvah laharbos besuda on Erev Yom HaKippurim. This is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda that we saw in the previous mission. The Rabbi Yehuda says that somebody who ushers on himself from drinking wine, Ad Sheyehe HaPesach, is allowed to drink wine on Leil Pesach for the same reason. Even though normally, if somebody makes a neder Ad Sheyehe HaPesach or Ad Sheyehe HaTzom, it would be usher for him until the end of Pesach or until the end of Yom Kippurim. That's with other nedarim, but by meat or by wine. Rabbi Yehuda is meiko, as he says. Obviously, his intention was not to usher on himself until the end of the tzom or until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Yosi b'noi oimer. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says a similar din. Kainem shum she'eni toem atchit tehei Shabbos. Somebody who ushers on himself like a korban from eating garlic atchit tehei Shabbos, eino usher ella ad leili Shabbos. It is only usher for him to eat garlic until Friday night. His intention was, when he made the neder, only to asur on himself from eating garlic until the time that people normally eat garlic, which is Friday night, as Ezra was mitakin that people should eat garlic on Friday night, because Friday night is leil oinef for talmidei chachamim, and shum is mar behazera. So therefore, when he made the neder, even though he said a lashon of atcha tehei, his intention was only to asur on himself up to Friday night, not including Friday night.